Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening is cool and clear. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant night to be outside, while in Jerusalem, a gentle breeze accompanies the starlit sky. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported President Herzog urging the implementation of the Trump plan and the disarmament of Hamas. Also, Walla noted Hamas is attempting to bring Gaza into negotiations amid ongoing talks between Iran and the U.S. regarding Lebanon. Also this hour, Ynet covered an IDF officer taking command during a critical moment in Lebanon after heavy fire from Hezbollah. Separately, I-24 News reported Prime Minister Netanyahu's vow that Israel will maintain its presence in southern Lebanon. And finally, from the forward, tensions between Netanyahu and Trump are escalating, with their alliance reaching a breaking point. From X, the latest. Iris, a conflict observer, posted just minutes ago about reports of an Air Force attack in southern Lebanon. Ihab Hassan, a local journalist, writing just now, reported that Israeli forces used tear gas during a wedding celebration in Onata, affecting many attendees. AMK Mapping, an open-source analyst, noted earlier today clashes between the IDF and Hezbollah in Beit Yahoun, with evacuations reported. Now for more on those stories, starting with the remarks from President Herzog. During a state memorial ceremony for Operation Protective Edge victims, Herzog emphasized the need for the Trump plan to be enacted. According to Israel Hayom, this includes disarming Hamas as a step toward peace. The proposal's impact on regional stability remains uncertain, but highlights ongoing tensions in Gaza. Turning to developments involving Hamas, Walla reported Hamas's strategy to align Gaza negotiations with U.S.-Iran talks about Lebanon. This maneuver aims to leverage regional diplomacy to address Gaza's situation. If successful, it could shift the dynamics of Middle Eastern negotiations. Meanwhile, Ynet detailed a challenging moment for the IDF in Lebanon. Under the threat of heavy fire, an acting commander took charge to stabilize the situation. This occurred amidst the backdrop of increasing tensions with Hezbollah. The incident underscores the volatile nature of the Northern Front. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News covered Prime Minister Netanyahu's firm stance on maintaining forces in southern Lebanon. His declaration comes amid heightened tensions with Hezbollah and broader regional implications. The continued military presence may influence future diplomatic engagements. Lastly, the forward highlighted the strained relationship between Netanyahu and Trump. This development marks a significant shift in the long-standing political alliance. As U.S. political dynamics evolve, Israel may need to reassess its diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reported a shift in urban planning for 2026, where living, working, and leisure spaces integrate seamlessly into daily life, transforming urban experiences. Separately, CTEC shared that AI startup Engram secured $98 million in funding, achieving a $600 million valuation with just 13 employees. This reflects strong investor confidence in Israel's tech sector. And finally, Globes noted a proposal to raise the CEO of Tower Semiconductor's salary following a significant surge in the company's share price. This move highlights the company's robust performance in the market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.